With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. We'll visit with one farmer about planting progress in his area. Details on that story coming up after the break.
In the heart of every successful farm, trust is the seed that grows the strongest bonds.
At Proceed, we're not just a company. We're a community built on trust and family values.
Our dedicated employees are passionate about supporting local farmers like you.
We know your challenges because we've walked the same paths, sowed the same seeds.
We believe in building relationships that go beyond business. Relationships grounded in trust and mutual respect.
Because at Proceed, you're not just a customer. You're part of our family.
America's farmers and ranchers led the way in greenhouse gas emissions reduction through voluntary conservation efforts and market-based incentives. The Environmental Protection Agency released the inventory of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions in sinks, 1990 to 2022. The report shows that American agriculture reduced emissions by 2% from 2021 to 2022, the largest decrease of any economic sector. The largest numbers demonstrate farmers and ranchers' commitment to growing the food and fiber America's families rely on while improving the land, air, and water, a benefit to the farm and climate, says AFBF President Zippy Duval. AFBF's Market Intel report says U.S. agriculture represents just under 10% of total U.S. emissions compared to other economic sectors. EPA says emissions from agriculture totaled 634 million metric tons in CO2 equivalents, or 9.99% of all emissions in 2022. That's a 1.8% decrease or drop of 12 million metric tons from 2021. Spring's work is underway across much of the region. Andrew Melk farms in the Morton area in southeastern North Dakota and talks more about the progress in his area.
A little bit of sugar beets in the ground, fair amount of wheat, but I don't know of many corn acres in the ground as of yet. But I think, you know, with the shot of rain we had, which was well needed, we'll take that. And as soon as it dries up and warms up here towards the weekend and next week, I think it should be a pretty good week, it looks like.
Once again, that is Andrew Malk, who farms in southeastern North Dakota. With a look at your top ag news headlines from across the region, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network. And be sure to subscribe to the Growing Harvest Ag Network podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, I'm Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.